You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
Hello listeners, I am your host Demetrius, and today I want to talk to you about what you should do during Apple's April. If you haven't heard, Bustle, the online women's magazine, is for the second year in a row deemed April, Apple's April. This is in an effort to encourage people to delete their dating apps and take a shot at meeting people the old-fashioned way. I'm not sure that I agree with everything people say about the effect dating apps have had on society as a whole, but I think taking a break from dating apps is a great idea. Maybe dating apps are the reason why it seems harder to find love now more than ever. Maybe dating apps are the reason why there's been an increase in the rate of STI, STD transmission. Whether it's true or not doesn't matter. Whether I agree or not doesn't matter. But I do think it's a good idea to take a break from dating apps from time to time. If we need to have a specific month to do that, and that motivates people to take a break, I'm all for it. I'm all for taking breaks from dating apps because I don't necessarily agree that they're what's wrong with modern dating. I do agree that they contribute to a lot of dissatisfaction in dating. I can't say for sure if dating apps make people more picky, but I can say for sure that the repetitiveness of swiping and messaging and not getting results does wear on you. Being passively rejected on a daily basis because no one is matching with you will eventually get to anyone, myself included, and probably you too. Getting actively rejected after putting in the effort to write a witty profile, find and upload pictures that capture what you think is the best version of you, or just crafting a well-thought-out and carefully considered message and not getting results is exhausting. Rejection is exhausting. If any of this sounds familiar, you definitely need a break. But I think you should think of this time as an opportunity to improve upon your dating life. You know that feeling when you take a vacation, but you got a ton of work you have to do when you get back to your job? So you spend your vacation stressing out about what needs to be done when you get back? So much so that it cuts into how much fun you're having on your vacation. That's what we're trying to avoid by working on not only how you approach dating when you are finished with your dating app break, but also how you approach online dating at the end of Appless April. In the interest of avoiding that sort of dread, I want to give you some tips on how you can use your time to make online dating a little more bearable. How we're going to do that is simple, in practice at least. We'll take some time to look at what your dating challenges are, identify some opportunities where you can improve, and come up with some potential solutions. While your challenges will be unique to you, I think it's fair to say that you probably have some general issues with dating apps as a whole and modern dating as a whole. These tips are geared toward improving these things. Let's start with the dating apps themselves. Let's grade the apps you're currently using. Don't worry, I won't make you take an intense, critical look at things like the user interface, but I would encourage you to look at your experience using dating apps. I want you to focus less on your experience using dating apps as a whole and focus more on your experience with individual dating apps. If you only use one dating app, the exercise will be easier, but the odds are good that you're using at least two dating apps. Most people use at least two, sometimes even more. However many apps you're using, I think you should grade them based on your experience. Now here are the criteria that I think you should grade each app on. First is the quality of the matches you receive. Next, the quality of the messages you receive. Next, the ease of getting on dates from those dating apps. And finally, your overall experience with those dating apps. What I don't want you to factor in is other people's opinions of those dating apps, their reputation. Rate it on your experiences. Now, your grading scale is entirely up to you, but I would recommend a 1 through 5, 1 being the least, 5 being the best, or an A through an F, as in A is the best, F is the worst, it's a failure. Now, when it comes to grading the quality of your matches, that should be easy for you. And when I say matches, I don't mean potential matches. I mean people you've actually matched with. a lot of dating apps and a lot of websites will show you the most attractive matches they can, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you will actually match with them. If you're using a site that doesn't have a mutual match to message system, something like Tinder where you cannot message someone unless you match with them, consider a match anyone who either sent you a first message or has responded to a message that you've sent to them. If it's Tinder, Bumble, etc., where you have to match the message, mutual interest. So, how good are the matches you get? I would say that hands down, in my experience, Bumble gets an A for the quality of the matches I've received in the past, OkCupid gets a B, and Tinder gets a B-. Of course, your rankings will vary. This is just from my own personal experience. These were the three apps that I used the most, and that's what I had the most experience on. Maybe you get your best matches on Plenty of Fish, while your matches on Bumble are some of your worst. They don't have to match mine. I'm just giving you an example. Next, how good are the messages you receive from your matches? Again, this is for you to decide, but in my experience, I always got the best messages on Bumble, followed by Tinder, then OkCupid in terms of quality. If you're wondering how to grade it, quick hint. When you see a notification saying that you've received your first message from someone on one of the dating apps you use, how do you feel? How much dread do you feel when you get that notification? How much happiness do you feel? How much potential, ooh, this might be exciting, that sort of thing. That will tell you all you need to know about how to grade the quality of the messages you receive. I know that in the past, I would always be more excited to get a message from Bumble, generally because the initiative has to be taken by the woman because I am a straight man, and that's how their messaging interface works. And generally speaking, if a woman took the initiative to message on Bumble, it's always much better than the first message I would get on OkCupid. Whereas Tinder, they're always just really bad messages. While getting good matches and good messages is all fine and dandy, do they actually lead to dates? That's the next thing to grade. How hard is it on the apps you use to go from match to messaging to a first date? Now, in my experience, Bumble gets an A for the quality of matches and messages, but actually gets a B- for actually getting on a date with someone. Tinder is like middle of the pack when it comes to quality of matches and messages, but would actually get an A for me when it came to actually going on dates. OkCupid is a solid B for matches, messages, and meeting. Finally, how would you rate your overall experience on the app itself? Would you say that you enjoy your experience more often than not? I'd say my experience on Bumble was a solid an A- overall. OkCupid, a very average B, and Tinder a B-, mostly because there were so many fake users. Now, combine all your ratings and give them an average, and that will be the final grade for the apps you're using. In my expert scientific analysis, I would grade my experience on Bumble as an A- overall, OkCupid a B, and Tinder a B-. Now, that's only my personal experience. Again, Bumble might not be for you, OkCupid might not be for you, Tinder might not be for you. Now that you've got a final grade for the apps you use, I would recommend deleting any apps that you feel grade as below average. If an app falls at C or below, or 3 or below, and you're already using multiple dating apps, I think your time would be better served by either trying a new dating app or deleting one of the ones you think failed and focus on the dating apps you actually enjoyed or scored higher. Now that we've done a little cleanup on the dating apps you use, let's try to clean up and revamp your dating profile. Since each dating app and site has a different design, I'll use terms that tend to generally apply to all dating apps. Each dating app that I have seen has something like a bio or an about me, whether that's broken up into multiple sections, like on sites like OkCupid, or just one section with a limited number of characters like Tinder or Bumble. Most dating apps have profile pictures. Most dating apps have search parameters with varying degrees of how specific you can get in those parameters. Generally speaking, mobile-only dating apps like Tinder and Bumble tend to give you less options for searching, like only being able to search by gender, age, distance, and sexual orientation, while dating websites tend to have more robust search tools, like being able to search for all the things I mentioned earlier, plus adding in preferences for race, religion, body type, height, and so on. Now would be a great time to update or revamp your bio on your profile, so we'll start with that. Now, I can't read every single one of your profiles. This advice will be general, but I think there's a lot you can take from this if you haven't updated your profile in a long time, or if you feel like your profile is lacking. chances are good you haven't changed it since you signed up for your dating apps, especially if you've been using dating apps for a while, and that actually might be holding you back from meeting new people. One of the biggest mistakes that people make on profiles is telling people what they're not looking for. Now, while that sounds like a good idea, it tends to come off as you being jaded. At the very least, it makes you seem like your guard is up. If you want to leave the whole not here for hookups thing on your profile, by all means, but I would consider replacing it with something with a more positive spin, something along the lines of, I'm looking for more than a hookup. Now, they both convey the same message, but one sounds negative and one sounds positive. In my experience, it's always better to give off a tone that is positive rather than negative. People will often confuse your negativity with being jaded, and you want to avoid that. Now let's look at your pictures. How long ago was each of your photos taken? If the answer for each individual photo, and we're looking at them on an individual basis, is greater than a year's time, however many pictures that is, even if it's all of your pictures, you need to replace them. Since you're taking a break from dating apps right now, now would be a good time to go out there and get some fresh photos. And the fact that it's spring, the weather wherever you are is probably nicer than it was 2 months ago. There's no excuse for you not to go outside and get some new photos. Ask a friend, get professional photos, get new photos if they are older than a year. Finally, I would highly recommend changing your search parameters, or at the very least, loosen them up a bit or tweak them if you're having a hard time even matching and finding people. Add a year or two to your upper and lower limits on age if you have a very strict limit. Add a few miles to your search radius. There are just some ways you can tweak what you're searching for. I would also encourage you to examine your type and try to make some tweaks there. I've always been a big believer in not conforming to a specific type physically, other than being attracted to the person, and I would encourage that for you too. If you're only dating blondes and you're single, now would be a good time to expand beyond blondes. One final thing is to make sure that your dating profile elicits conversation in some way, and you can do that with conversation starters in your profile or have pictures that will make people ask you questions. Things that elicit conversations tend to be statements that require a bit of explanation, and anything that does not leave someone with a closed-ended statement. You can use any conversation starter you think is something that you want to talk about. That's really important. Whatever you put on your profile is something that you're going to get messaged about a lot, so be willing to talk about it. It doesn't have to be a very deep statement. It could be something as simple as, I make really good cheddar biscuits. I have a dog and we go on walks together. I just started training for a marathon. Anything that will make someone ask a question or a comment. If you are struggling with trying to find a conversation starter to put on your profile, think of the thing that you speak about the most, that you enjoy speaking about the most. I would list something like, I have a podcast. I write a blog. Things like that. And one final thing, I would recommend having at least 3 conversation starters on your profile, especially if you're using a dating app where you can include a very long profile or more than 200 characters. The more conversation starters you have on your profile, the more likely you are to get conversations started. If you don't have 3 conversation starters that you can put on a profile, try to include pictures that would also strike up a conversation. If you have pictures of you traveling, that's a good idea. Pictures of you with a pet, pictures of you doing a cool activity. Things like that. Now that we looked at the dating app, let's take a critical look at how you date. The first thing I want to know is, have you identified what you're looking for? If you haven't yet, now is a great time to do so. By knowing what you're looking for, you can also figure out how realistic your dating goals are. If you are looking for something very, very specific, knowing what you're looking for and knowing how realistic it is pretty important. I'm not saying that what you're looking for is impossible to find, whatever it may be. But what I would encourage you to do is to look at how realistic what you're looking for really is based on where you are, how you date, how you would like to date. If all you want is a kind person who you're attracted to who will treat you well, I think you'll do just fine. Things that make your search a little bit harder are specifics around height, religion, body type. The more specific you get, the harder it gets, generally speaking. Now, what I would like you to do and what I would encourage you to do is to take some time to really examine what you don't like about dating, online or offline. Maybe it's as simple as the general uncertainty you feel, or maybe it's how you date. Maybe your problems with dating come down to how you are treated, which is often the case, or how you allow others to treat you. Maybe it's using dating apps altogether. I can't give you the answers, but I can tell you that one of the things I always disliked about dating, and it's a very specific thing, I didn't like going on coffee dates, and I also actually really enjoyed going on dates where I would avoid going on dates with meals because that was the general consensus that you shouldn't do that. And I started going on coffee dates because the general consensus was those are fine dates. Maybe the things you like and dislike are as simple and as easy as that. Maybe they're much deeper. Now, this one might be tough, but it's worth it. Ask yourself what you allow in your dating life that brings you dissatisfaction. I just want to say this. This isn't about blaming you for how tough dating is, because it is tough all on its own. But what I want you to do is really take a long, hard look in the mirror and ask yourself what you allow to happen in your dating life that brings you dissatisfaction. A great example of this would be if you're currently friends with benefits with someone who you'd much rather be in a relationship with, but you still continue to see them with your friends with benefits arrangement. By allowing them to continue to be a part of your life in this way, in a way that brings you dissatisfaction, you are directly contributing to your own dissatisfaction. Again, this doesn't have to be one big thing. It can be a lot of little ones. It can even be nothing. There are some things that you just cannot control and you cannot change about your dating life that are dissatisfying to you. So don't assume that you have to have a thing. A great example from my own dating past is that I almost always used to go on dates that were convenient for my date to get to, but were not convenient for me to travel to. This almost always was a source of dissatisfaction in dating for me, one that I let continue and persist, and it always made me unhappy. I would travel an hour to go to a date where she would travel 15 minutes, and if the date went poorly, I was so much more dissatisfied because I then had to take an hour train ride back home. That brings us to our final steps. Make changes in how you date. Now, there will always be parts of dating that you cannot change, ones that will always be a source of dissatisfaction to you, but now is a great time to look at what you can change. What have you identified through this whole exercise that can be changed to make you happier? Things like rejection, people not liking you back, people losing interest in you are always going to be a part of dating, and there isn't much you can do about it. But what you can impact are how you approach dating online and offline. So I mentioned earlier that I didn't like going on coffee dates. I did enjoy going on dates where I would get a meal. And I didn't like inconveniencing myself to make a date convenient for my dates. So that was how I dated in the past. So what I did was I stopped going on coffee dates. Simple fix. I would go on dates where I'd get a meal. You know, I'd go on a brunch date and it would actually turn out really well. And I would tend to meet people halfway. I wouldn't put myself out of the way. And honestly, it made my dating life so much better. So if you've been dating the same way and it keeps making you dissatisfied, now is the time to switch things up. April's almost over. You only got a few days left. So when you do decide to re-download all your dating apps, you should do it with a fresh approach. And one final thing before I close, you don't have to re-download dating apps. You can meet people without dating apps. You identify that one of the things that really brings you dissatisfaction with dating is online dating. Don't do it anymore. Just don't do it anymore. It's opt-in. It's not opt-out. It's a choice you make. I know that some people, just the activity of online dating stresses them out so much that it brings them dissatisfaction and they can never go on good dates. And if you're one of those people, you'll never go on a good date because you don't enjoy the process of getting a date from online dating. You know what stresses me out? Facebook. So you know what I did? I deleted Facebook in November, and I have not re-downloaded it, and I'm a much happier person. And you can take that same approach when it comes to online dating. If Tinder or Plenty of Fish or Bumble or The League or Match or eHarmony or OkCupid or Grindr, if these apps themselves are the source of your dissatisfaction, don't re-download them. You don't have to date online. It makes dating convenient, makes it a lot easier to find someone new, but it doesn't have to be the only way to date. I know so many people who meet people without online dating online dating is not the only way to meet people. And if at the end of April you realize that you're just happier without dating apps, don't re-download them. All right, that's it. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, good luck out there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tao of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Tao of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at taoofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.